Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I love getting the mail every day. Right now, though, the nephew here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
My daddy's boat. Float on that for a minute. Float on.
Float on.
My daddy's boat. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson, please.
This is he.
Mr. Wilson, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Who is this?
My name is Williams.
Oh, how may I help you?
Well, listen, we've been getting a few complaints, sir, about some things on your property there.
All right, well, who are you with?
Actually, I'm with the Homeowners Association. Wanted to reach out and give you a call today.
Oh, well, how you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, got a few things I kind of want to discuss with you here that seem to be a problem that's taking place in the neighborhood there. It's been brought to our attention down here at headquarters that you have a few things on your property that are not functioning, that really shouldn't be on the property. You have two cars supposedly in your driveway that are not being used, been sitting there for quite some time.
Yeah, one of them I'm currently working on. I should have it repaired. I'm just waiting to get a little extra money to get it taken care of. But the other car is just functioning. I just don't drive it. I have more than one car.
Okay. Now, you also have a camper that seems to be, has been there for at least 8 months now that's sitting there. Is that correct as well?
Yeah. I'm working on getting some storage for that. But it ain't really been there 8 months, just maybe around about six, seven. Not 8 months.
And, you know, I'm looking at our past records and stuff. It seems like there was a complaint before about the, you know, keeping the yard pretty cut and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm just looking at past complaints that I have here. Now, the biggest one that I have that's concerning your property, sir, is supposedly in your backyard. Now, there's a you have an old boat that's in your backyard.
Yeah, but I don't see that boat bothering nobody.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a sore eye for the people. I think you guys' backyards actually bump up against each other, and you guys have a chain link fence between the two of you all. And I think the boat must be just a sore eye for the family that's behind you all.
Well, you know, I don't see myself getting rid of that boat, so I got a cover on it. Everybody else got a boat. I don't see what the problem is.
Well, okay. Here's what's actually happening, Mr. Wilson. What's going to take place is this. Now, we're going to give you a 14-day extension.
14 days.
14 days, actually, to move the car that is not functioning, the camper as well, and definitely the boat. We're going to need those three items.
Look here, sir, I ain't got nowhere to move the boat. I just told you I was working on somewhere for storage. Do you know how much storage costs? Now the camper, I get that taken care of. But the boat, my daddy gave me. And my daddy gave me that. That's the only thing my daddy gave me before he died. Now I'm not moving that boat nowhere. The boat works just fine. If I take it down there to the water, it'll work.
Sir, and I understand it wholeheartedly. You know, I'm basically just a messenger. I'm gonna have to get the non-functioning car that's not working properly. I'm going to have to get that out within the 2-week notice, as well as the camper and definitely the boat. Now, I got to get that out. It's got to be gone.
I'll tell you what, I ain't moving the thing. I'll tell you now what you going to do.
Sir, you're going to either move the boat or I'm going to have somebody come over and haul all of these things away.
Well, I tell you what, I got 13 reasons why you won't come over and touch that boat, and I got two times 13 is 26. I got 13, and then I got another 26 added on to that. Why you won't bring damn over to touch my daddy's boat? Because my daddy gave me that boat. I'll be damned if any of you, you know, I'm tired of you with me. It's that cross street, ain't it? Who reported?
Sir, I'm not at liberty to give you the name who's reporting.
You didn't call my phone, so you're at liberty to give me something. Because I know that down the street had his boat in your 8 months, and ain't nobody said a thing to him. So why the hell y'all me about having a boat in the backyard that my daddy gave me?
Sir, the language is not necessary. Sir, the bottom line is I want the camper out, I want the boat out, and I want the car that's not functioning moved within 2 weeks or I'm towing it out.
I tell you what, I give you a personal invitation to come over here and with the boat, the camper, and the car. And I will beat your like that's what I'm gonna beat you.
Sir, wow. I'm going to allow one car to stay. I just want to make sure that you know that I've given you the statement over the phone, letting you know that what has taken place here.
The statement is well taken, but I ain't moving my daddy's boat.
You're going to move your dad's stinking boat if...
Bring your... Don't bring the law, but you bring somebody.
Sir, trust me, if we come there, we're definitely going to be bringing authorities with us.
Well, my mind will go to jail because I love my daddy. Ain't now one of you going to touch my daddy's boat. That's the only thing he left me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, sir, about this entire situation. Excuse me?
What you got to say?
All I have to say is this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, y'all got my blood pressure up so man. I got to pull up and take my blood pressure medicine.
All right, man. That's what your brother told me. He said, man, he be going Eddie with the homeowner association. He said, man, just call him and tell him he got to move all this stuff. He said, but most of all, tell him y'all gonna haul off that boat. He said, he'll kill you behind that doggone boat.
Yeah, man, that's my daddy boat, but I love that boat, man. They know that. You know what button to push.
I got one more question for you, though, baby. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I have to just say myself, that was pretty doggone good right there. I have to say it myself. If I must say so
you
myself.
You're pranking people by boats. I just must say so much.
That was pretty doggone good right there, Carla. That's pretty doggone good, baby. That's what it is.
But seriously, right? Tommy, you never feel any kind of way when you're out and, you know, you run into some of these people.
Where was it recent? Somebody ran up on me saying, they right on the show. They right. I said, what you talking about? Them pranks. I said, y'all, you like the prank? Yeah, I like them, but they gonna whoop your ass, though. I'm like, hey, hold on.
Hey, man. Tommy.
I think y'all actually build this up for somebody to want to jump on me.
No, I don't. We don't do the pranks.
But, Tommy, people at Sand and Soul were saying that they was somebody gonna whoop your behind at Sand and Soul. They were saying
And I feel like if I'm with you all, y'all will really sit there and watch me get my behind whooped. I think y'all will.
Like
y'all,
I'm at a movie.
Man, let me get some popcorn.
Well, see, when your blood say that, that's bad. That's what you would do? You'd just sit there and eat popcorn and watch me get my ass whooped?
No. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do
a little bit of popcorn or a little bit of ass whooping. Which one are we talking about?
Both.
See?
Both.
You know you really enjoyed it by the amount of popcorn at your feet.
But Tommy, I don't think they'll do it if we're all together, though.
I'm going to defend myself, but the fact that my friend's going to sit there and, you know, out of you and Carla. Carla fight at the drop of dime. Carla, you ain't going to help?
No, you made your bed. You got to lie in it, baby.
Okay. I'll be in Chicago this weekend. Hope y'all ain't trying to jump on me when I get there, all right? Uh-uh. I'm in Chicago, 18th to 19th, Friday and Saturday.
I don't beg now.
You want to
ain't nobody jumping on me, man. DC, Young Fly, Country Wayne, Tony Roberts, Corey Holcomb, Lavelle Crawford, and yours truly, Nephew Tommy. We will be at the Erie Crown this Friday and Saturday night, 18th and 19th. If you don't make it to the show, that's cool. Saturday night, turn your TV on and catch the Nephew Ready to Love on the OWN Network, baby. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. I'm Thomas Miles. I'm sexy. Oop, man, just
boy,
you don't want to miss
if
me.
You don't stop.
Yeah.
Well, I say you sexy.
Yeah, I'm sexy. You know.
Well, ain't nobody buying a ticket based on that statement.
All right, look, thank you, Nephew, with your sexy self. Coming up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get into it right after this.